Andrew Burt.
Aurora is a sophisticated ship. Everything declares quality. She's hugely indulgent too. From the lavishness of her decor to Charlie's champagne and caviar bar, she reveals her class. And her impressive options for dining, entertainment and accommodation offer her passengers an exceptional degree of freedom and choice. At one time, the Sultan's Palace, or Seraglio, had 30 or so baths. Today, very few remain intact. Once, both floors and walls were inlaid with the most opulent faience tiles. The water ran from brass faucets into large marble tanks, and the women of the harem poured it over themselves out of bowls of silver and gold. Amphibious cargo ships carry heavy equipment and supplies in support of amphibious operations. They displace 21,031 metric tons, are 175 meters long and 25 meters wide, have a speed of 20 knots and a crew of 365, and can carry 226 troops. The koala somewhat resembles the toy teddy bear, and in behavior, somewhat resembles a sloth. The animals frequent high eucalyptus trees, feeding on the leaves and flowers, as well as on mistletoe and box leaves. They often remain in the same tree for days. Koalas were formerly killed for their soft, thick fur. They're now protected by law in Australia. When I saw Uriah the next day, he looked even stranger with his small, evil head and wide, oily smile. We shook hands. His hand felt cold and wet like a fish. "Would you like to come to my rooms for coffee, Uriah?" I offered.
"Oh, Master Copperfield, I mean Mr. Copperfield, should I say. I'm too humble to expect such kindness."
With an unpleasantly confident smile, he added,
"Perhaps you've heard that I'm going to become Mr. Wickfield's partner, Mr. Copperfield."